episode 3178, and look up.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, rise and shine, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Take a deep breath. Feel the Lord's presence today. He has something for you. So you've got to be willing to open up your heart and look up. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I just want you to know today, my friend, you are loved and I want to honor you. I want to honor you that you're taking time to come today. Specifically, because I know you know this, this is a day that we really focus on our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Life is crazy. And in all honesty, the past few weeks, I have just not been looking at the news. I am one who likes to be kind of in the know as to what's going on. I don't have to be like nosy in the know. I don't go to all of that trouble. But I do want to know what is happening around us. And I still focus on that, and I have the last few weeks, but I also gave myself permission to take a step back and say, you know what, you don't have to be always like so engaged in it. It raises your blood pressure, and the best thing you can do right now is get on your knees and pray. God can move mountains. So when the world around you seems to crumble, hope can be a distant memory, leaving you searching for answers. Stop looking side to side and look up. With God, all things are possible. You know, in life's most trying moments, it's easy to feel as though every step forward brings us two steps back. But I want to remind you today and every day that there is hope. Yes, even in the midst of impossibility, there is hope. Jesus once looked into the eyes of his disciples and he spoke these profound words. And I want you to think about this right now. Open up your heart as if Jesus is speaking them directly to you. With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. That comes from Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Just take that moment and listen. You know, it's interesting. If you have an old-fashioned Bible, okay, and I say that because there are some Bibles actually that are printed without the red writing. And that red writing is when Jesus spoke. And I think that's so important because this is where he spoke. When he was walking the earth, he spoke this to his disciples. With man, this is impossible. He acknowledges that, but not with God. And you may be finding yourself trying to settle into a season that you just really want to run the other way and you don't feel like there's any way to sustain your heart. So let these words settle deep within your soul. Carry that transformative power within you because it's his words, they're not mine. And praise the Lord, they're his. And it's power, right, that can redefine your perspective and infuse you with unwavering hope. When Jesus made this statement, he was not uttering mere platitudes or hollow promises. He was revealing a fundamental truth that possesses the ability to transcend earthly limitations. We all have limitations, but with God, nothing is impossible. Or with God, all things are possible. However you need to say it. One of my mantras in my life, and I really don't even like using that word. It's just truly words that I believe, yes, Jesus spoken. Nothing is impossible. Three words. And it's when I'm standing in the middle of a situation, I don't care what it is. And I can name, oh my goodness, countless ones, hundreds. Of when I would just stand there and I wouldn't necessarily close my eyes. But in my heart, I would simply murmur to God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. As if it was my cry, my 911 call directly to him, like, I need you to step in here. I need you to give me the words. I need you to help me with my actions. I'm frozen or I don't know what to do, whatever the situation is. But I think we walk around thinking that, yeah, I know, I believe in Jesus and all this, but we just don't really put any serious thought into it. My friend, this should move you. I mean, this statement that he made was truly, truly, truly genuine truth. And it matters not what you face today, be it shattered relationships, financial hardships, health crises, or emotional turmoil. God stands above it all. And you got to shout that from your heart on your own rooftop so that you hear it every single day. Because the magnitude of our circumstances can eclipse our view of God's mighty hand. It does, because it's literally right there in our face. And we may find ourselves overwhelmed, gripped by fear, and robbed of hope. However, let it be known that God is not confined by human understanding or restricted by earthly constraints. His power transcends our own comprehension and is capable of bringing about healing and restoration and peace. Do you need that peace today? Do you need that assurance knowing that God's got you? You may not like where you're standing right now. And you may be treading some really deep waters, but God's going to get you out of it. What that looks like, I can't tell you. And it may not look like what you're praying for. In the face of life's challenges, I beg you to lean on God. Pour out your heart in prayer, unveiling your doubts and fears and frustrations before him. Entrust your burdens to the one who cares for you deeply, even deeper than me. And I show up here every single day. God's showing up for you every single minute. Are you willing to trust him? Miracles may not always unfold as we expect them, right? Or according to our timing, like, Lord, come on, I need you to move a little bit faster on this. But rest assured that God's plan is perfect. So look up. Seek comfort and strength in the promises found within his word. Throughout history, countless ordinary individuals have confronted impossible situations only to witness God's miraculous intervention. I've been there. I've experienced some myself. It is miraculous. And at times I try to explain some of the situations or circumstances or moments, really. I mean, I don't even know what to call them because I literally don't have words. All I know is that I experienced it. I saw it with my own eyes. And yes, for some, other people were around and they saw it too. But they saw it with their glasses on. And so stories, right, serve as an unwavering testament that God performed wonders for people throughout history, and he can undoubtedly do the same for you. Although I may not fully comprehend your personal struggles, I'm sure you've got some. I've got some crazy, and it's just part of life. And others, I'm like, ugh, and I'm like on my knees every other minute. I am here, though, to affirm for you that God sees you. God hears you. He hears your cries, and his heart is attuned to your pain. He knows what you're feeling. Hence, he sent his one and only begotten son so he could feel your pain. You're not alone, my friend, for God walks beside you, a steadfast presence, even in your darkest moments. While the path may be rugged, cling to the undying hope that God's love and grace will sustain you, because it will. Do not fall into the patterns of this world. Press on. Keep pushing forward and keep your trust firmly anchored in God's faithfulness. He doesn't have to prove anything to you, right? Our act in faith is trusting without seeing. Even when everything appears insurmountable, have faith that God is posed to unveil his power, making what seems impossible possible. He is your rock and fortress, your source of strength and joy amid adversity. So I pray today, my friend, that your heart will be filled with renewed hope, knowing that with God, all things are possible. Embrace His truth. Let it ignite a fire within your soul and claim the victory that awaits you on the other side of impossibility. Together, let's embrace the unfathomable power of God, unwavering in our belief that hope reigns supreme, even in the face of adversity. My friend, God's got you. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.